special guest with us during this segment, Mr. Sean Hanley. He is running for Fulton County GOP chair. Sean is a United States Marine, and he served as an IRI officer in Baghdad, Iraq. And at the height of the insurgency in 2005, he actually taught classes at Baghdad University at night while wearing body armor. Obviously a great American. Served as Deputy Assistant Secretary at the Department of Veteran Affairs under George W. Bush. Small businessman, currently chairperson of the Fulton County GOP. Sean, it's an honor and a privilege to have you here, and thank you so much for your service.
Oh, no, thank you all for having me on today.
My pleasure. So what was it like in the Green Zone in Baghdad at the height of the insurgency?
Sure. First, I want to you said I was running for Fulton. I am Fulton County chairman, and I'm running for state GOP.
You know what? I got that wrong. I apologize. You are Fulton County chair, and you're running for state, Georgia right. State GOP chairman. Okay, sorry about that.
Right. No worries. But I actually stayed in the red zone. So I was stayed at
in the red zone.
Fortified green zone.
Wow.
The reason being was there was about 101 political parties on the ballot that we were trying to train. And a lot of them were terrorist-sponsored organizations that still need the support of democracy kind of fighting organizations. And so they weren't allowed in the green zone. So
wow.
We had to go to them. So that it was a rough year, but it was a year that I believe has paid off, and it will for many generations to come.
Well, again, thank you for your service. Now, let's move on to the Georgia GOP chair position. On your website, you have a 6 for 60 plan. Tell us about that.
Sure. It basically outlines 6 main areas, and I'll touch on just a couple of them because of time. 6 main areas that we really have to do better to be ready for Barack Obama that we want to cover in the first 60 days if I'm elected chairman. 2 quick little statistics. 2004, John Kerry lost Georgia by 17 points. 2008, Barack Obama lost by less than 5. The 2010 big Republican wins did nothing but mask the issues that we still have. We have a presidential decline going on in this state. We're losing votes on presidential elections, and we're just not ready for 2012. A couple of the issues that we cover in that 6 and 60 plan are, like I said, I'll just grab 2 of them, technology and minority outreach, 2 areas that obviously Barack Obama and the Democrats have done much better than the Republican Party on. We have not addressed them really at all here on a state level. In the Fulton County Republican Party, where I'm currently chairman, you know, we really put a state-of-the-art IT infrastructure together that integrates with all the social media networking. And if you were to Google Barack Obama Democratic Party 2008, you're going to literally see thousands of articles on how the Democrats basically did an end around on us on technology. And, you know, we don't have long to get there. The other issue is minority outreach. You know, there's 7 historical black colleges and universities in the state of Georgia. Fulton County went to Morehouse and helped them get a college Republican organization up and running. Far too long, the Republican parties have just served lip service on the issue of minority outreach with no real plan. Well, we got a real plan. Let's get a college Republican program on all 7 historical black colleges and universities. Have a real plan to get into all the Hispanic chambers and Asian chambers of commerce. And make a real valiant effort, not just for the short term, but for the long term. The fact is, the demographics of the state of Georgia are changing at an unbelievably fast rate. And if we don't do something as a party and start reaching across to more non-traditional voters to be more inclusive with them within our party, you know, Georgia can become a permanently blue state here probably within a decade.
That's terrifying to me to even hear you say that. I'm glad you're running for that position for the Georgia GOP chair. Now, Ashley Bell up in Hall County, he's an African-American guy, commissioner. He switched from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. I'm sure you know that. And his quote, right. His quote is, "I'm joining the Republican Party because I'm a conservative and I feel simply more at home as a Republican." You've already articulated ways to, very well, I might add, ways to reach African Americans at black colleges and so on. What are we as Republicans? Are we communicating that message as effectively as we can? And, or what can we do beyond what you've mentioned already to communicate that message to the rank and file African-American voter? Because if you look at their values, they're the Republican values. How do we get that message out even more than what you've mentioned?
No, I agree, but I want to touch on Ashley Bell just for a second.
Okay.
Listen, if he says he's conservative and he feels more at home in the Republican Party, he could have said that in October, not right after the election. I mean, I want to make sure, too, that we're not just recruiting everybody with a D next to their name into an R next to the Republican Party just to increase our majorities. I would rather have a smaller conservative majority than a larger diluted conservative base in our legislature. So I'm sure he's a good man. I certainly wouldn't question his integrity. But, you know, let's see some of those party jumpers coming on in midsummer before the whole state, you know, forces him to make a decision one way or the other. On reaching out, the issue is going to them. You know, I've heard too often that, well, they'll come to us. They're social conservatives like we are. I mean, we've got to get in there. The historical black colleges, unrealistic. A 55 to 60-year-old black man in Georgia who have been voting Democrat their whole life, they're probably not going to change. But the 18 to 24-year-old black student might. And if they see us on their campus and we're reaching out to them and we're telling them, you know, we want you. You know, you are one of us. You are a conservative like us. And I guarantee you, after they graduate college and they earn their first good-sized paycheck, they're going to become a Republican very quickly.
We can only hope, right?
Right.
Let me ask you this. How obviously the Tea Party is a part of the Republican Party right now, or working together. Do you see the continued work together with the Tea Party, or do you see the Tea Party splitting into a third party with Michelle Bachmann giving a Tea Party response after the State of the Union address? How do you assess that, and how do you think that measures up?
Well, it's interesting. In non-election years, the Tea Party looks more like a watchdog group, certainly here in the state of Georgia. Here in the state is a good example. There's so many different parts of the Tea Party. There's different types of Tea Party. There's ones with different missions here. But one thing we can say for certain, that the number one word that they focus on in election season and off election season is a word that the Republican Party has forgotten about. And that's accountability. They're holding our elected officials accountable. It's something that they did in 2010. It created the red wave we saw across the country. But at the very same time, that red wave masked the internal underneath problems that the state party has, in which we have to kind of move things along. The Tea Party is going to be around, I think, I hope, for many, many years. I think they need to probably, you know, start to coalesce around a few main Tea Party groups. Like I said, right now there's probably a dozen or more of them in the state of Georgia, all with similar missions. And we need to have a seat at the table with them at the Georgia Republican Party. We need to have them on the executive board to ensure that they're represented within our organization. But we do need to treat them as a very serious, really almost like a large, influential coalition of the Republican Party, one that focuses on accountability. Maybe they can help us slate candidates, not just any candidates, but maybe even against some of our Republican incumbents who have been sleeping for a few years or just not focused on their job at hand. Now, most elected officials we have, Republicans, are doing.
Sean, I'm coming up on a hard break here, Sean, but sure. I do want to get your information out there so our listeners can find out more about you, make a donation if they want to. What's the website address they can go to?
Sure. Please go to seanforchairman.com, seanforchairman.com.
We'll link that from our radio website so folks can go right there and just link right over. I think we may have already done that already. But Sean, thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for your service. We appreciate it greatly. And good luck in the race.
Great. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Our pleasure. Thanks, Sean. We're just talking to Sean Hanley. He is currently Fulton County GOP chair. He is running for chairman of the Georgia GOP. Thanks for being with us, and we will talk to you right after the break.